if I traded it all.
Welcome back. My next guest is calling in. I have Terry Lancaster. Carrie, you are an author. Welcome to the show. Tell everybody a little bit about your book.
Thanks, Carol. I'm so glad to be here. I'm calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. I've got a brand new book. It just came out on Amazon yesterday, and it's called Better, Self-Help for the Rest of Us. So I haven't slept in about 48 hours, but the good news is we launched yesterday on Amazon, and when I woke up this morning, I looked at the book, and I have a brand new number one bestseller sticker right there on the book. I'm the number one bestseller in the midlife management category on Amazon.
Congratulations. When you told me, I'm so excited for you. You must be on fire.
I'm giddy. Giddy as a schoolgirl.
Now, what we're going to do, I want to open it up to the audience right away so that they can start calling in, too, because we're going to enter everybody in to win a book. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Now, you can get a free download right now at Amazon.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's launch week, so from now until midnight on New Year's Eve, you can download the book as a Kindle download straight from Amazon, and it's absolutely free. I'm not looking for your email address. I'm not going to try and sell you anything. It's just straight up free. Go straight to Amazon. The easiest way to find it is to search for my name, Terry Lancaster, and then click on the book, Better Self-Help for the Rest of Us.
Let's talk about the book. What's it all about? I love that. Better Self-Help for the Rest of Us.
Well, it's somebody told me that it's the anti-self-help book. It's the anti-motivational book. If you go on Amazon, there's probably 1,000, 10,000, maybe 100,000 books and some kind of self-help book. And when someone first mentioned to me that, Terry, you should write a book about this, I was losing some weight and I'd quit drinking, I'd lost 60 pounds and I started exercising. And they said, Terry, you should write a book. And I laughed and I told him, I said, hey, you're right, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to call it How to Lose 100 Pounds and Make $1 Million. Only first I'm going to lose 100 pounds and make $1 Million. And I didn't do that. But most of those other 100,000 books on Amazon are some variation of how to lose 100 pounds and make $1 Million. They're all setting up some perfect goal, some idea of perfect, some glimmering, shiny goal for you to strive for. And they're using that as a tool to motivate you to get to that object, whatever it is. And I kind of take the second approach because I don't think there's any such thing as perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. It doesn't exist in nature, and perfect isn't a viable goal. It's like trying to teach a cat to fetch. It's only going to frustrate you and irritate the cat. So quit trying to be perfect and then start trying to be exactly who you are, better, one minor adjustment at a time, not through motivation, but by taking tiny actions, one little step at a time, and developing those steps into habits. And eventually, it'll just take care of itself.
Now, the book is called Better Self-Help for the Rest of Us. And our number here at 602-277-5369, toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. This is a great time of the year to be coming on for this because everybody, it's a new year, it's new you. Give us a call
exactly here.
You're getting entered in to win. Our number here is 602-277-5369 and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. And within less than 24 hours, it's the number one bestseller in the midlife management, which is on Amazon. That's amazing. 602-277-5369. Okay, let's go on here. Is that you on the cover?
Well, you know, that's the first thing. Whenever anyone looks at the cover, that's the first thing anyone asks me about. Oh, is that you? And, of course, this is radio, so no one can see the book, so I'm going to try my best to describe it. It is, we're going to call him gently a slightly chubby guy. There's a big chubby guy on the cover, and he's buck naked from the waist up. And it's him standing on a beach with his head held high and his chest popped out, just looking as proud as a peacock. He doesn't have six-pack abs, and he doesn't have perfectly gleaming white straight teeth. He's not a perfect gentleman by any stretch of the imagination, but he's proud of who he is. So, no, it's not me. I've got a little more hair on my head than that guy and a little less hair on my chest. But I did that. I found that picture. It was I was just writing a blog post one day, and I was looking through my royalty-free website, and I saw that picture, and I bought it for $5, and that has been the best $5 I have ever spent because the first question everyone asks whenever they see the book is, what's the deal with that picture?
Well, okay. So you said a couple things. Proud of yourself no matter what, which is awesome.
Exactly.
I love that. Now, this, of course, is New Year's week. We're coming up to it. And everybody, it's a new year, the new you, just like I said before. What are your tips for the listeners?
Well, I tell everybody that for New Year's resolutions, the problem most people make with New Year's resolutions, and almost half the population is making New Year's resolutions right now, but less than one in ten of them are going to be successful through the year. The problem with most New Year's resolutions is people end up making a wish list instead of a to-do list. They wish for all these things. They wish they had more money. They wish they were thinner. They wish they were more successful. They wish they would exercise more, but they don't make a to-do list of the exact actions that they're going to take to get to whatever it is they want. So what I tell people to do is quit thinking so much about the outcome and start concentrating on the inputs. Concentrate on the things that you can do to reach the goals that you're setting for yourself. But that's only half the battle, because we have great intentions on January 2nd. On January 2nd, we get up and go to the gym. On January 3rd, we're going to go to the gym. But by January 4th, our motivation is starting to wear out, and maybe we start skipping some days. Maybe we start putting some extra desserts on the plate at the end of dinner, because our motivation is all worn out. Motivation is a depletable asset, and it's always going to fail you at the exact moment that you need it most. So instead of relying on motivation, I encourage everybody to learn a brand new word. This is the word of the day, Carol. Everybody can write this down. It's called automaticity. Automaticity is the opposite of motivation. Automaticity is when things happen on their own. The ability to do things without thinking about it as if by routine or habit. So for your New Year's resolutions, think about creating a new habit. And the way you create a new habit is to start small. If you want to exercise every day, make your goal to get up in the morning and to put on your shoes. And every day you just put on your running shoes. And maybe you walk to the mailbox, maybe you run to the mailbox. But you do something every day, and if you do it enough times in a row, the rule of thumb people say is that it takes 21 days to build a habit. I don't know if it's 21 days or if it takes 31 days or if it takes 365 days. But eventually, if you start doing it enough times in a row, that just becomes part of your routine, the way your life works, and that becomes your habit. I started my New Year's resolutions last year, and I started my resolutions December 1 just kind of to get a jump on them. I decided that I was going to run every day. And just before that, I could barely run to the mailbox without stopping to catch my breath. And I started running a little. So December 1st, I decided I was going to run at least 1 mile every day. Today was my 394th day in a row that I've ran at least a mile. So start doing things small, repeat them every day, build them into habits. When you get to the end of the year, that's when you will have accomplished your New Year's resolution.
Tell them the word again. Automaticity? Say it again.
Automaticity. It's like automatic with an I-T-U-I on it. Automaticity.
The book
and it
is...
just means the...
Go ahead.
Yeah. It just means the ability to do things without concentrating on it, without deciding to do it. It's like when you walk past a donut and the donut's sitting on the table. You don't decide to reach out and grab the donut and take a bite. It just looks good. You do it. It's in your mouth before you ever even think about it. So we want to put the power of automaticity to use for good instead of evil.
The book is called Better Self-Help for the Rest of Us. And it's right now, just already overnight, number one bestseller in the midlife management on Amazon.com. But you can check him out on his website. It is TerryLancaster.com. Or we're going to let everybody call for the next 5 or so minutes. And everyone who's calling in is getting entered in to win his signed autographed copy of the book. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. What are your final words, Terry?
Listen, it's 2016 is coming up. Everyone wants to be better, so quit thinking about it and start doing it. You don't have to be perfect. Don't worry about being a millionaire. Don't worry about having six-pack abs. Be exactly who you are, only better, starting right here, starting right now. Start small. Just start.
Tell them again how it's available to download also just this week. Next, tell them those words.
From now through, it's launch week, so now through New Year's Eve, the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, go on to Amazon, search for Terry Lancaster. The book is called Better Self-Help for the Rest of Us, so when that pops up there, just click on that. Click on the Kindle version. The Kindle version is free to download. The actual book, the paper book for people who like those, that's actually on sale for half price too, so you can buy one if you want for half price, or you can download the Kindle version for free, read straight on your phone, straight onto your iPad, straight onto your Kindle. Just all on Amazon.
Keep on calling here, guys. You got another 5 or so minutes to do it. Keep on calling. If it's not for you, give it to somebody else. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. It's a new year. It's a new you. The book is called Better Self-Help for the Rest of Us.
Restless tonight, 'cause I wasted the light. Between both these times, I drew a really thin line. It's nothing I planned, and not that I can. But you should be mine, across that line. If I traded it all,